This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys on the phone lines after what was an incredible day yesterday.
Awesome
for Brandon Graham Day and BG Live last night at the Colonial Theater. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, if you're going to go to an event like the Met Gala, which Jalen went to, I his outfit was nice, but I feel like that's the time that if you wanted to let your hair down and wear something outlandish, that's the time to do it. I mean, his outfit was cool. His wife looked phenomenal. They look great. But it's like, come on, dog. You just won the Super Bowl. Like go ahead. Like, because Andre 3000 from Outkast, he had a piano on his back. He had a piano literally on his back. Like, I when I think of the Met Gala, the crazier the outfit, the better. Because I think it was one year where Doja Cat went, like, where she had Hershey Kisses all over her body. Like, red Hershey Kisses.
Sure if that would have been the right look for Jalen.
Well, not, but he just had, he had the black suit on.
Yeah, it was just a dude.
Looked like Simi from Coming to America, you know? It would have even been fire if he'd have put, like, the little lion head.
Yeah,
like
okay.
A little wrap around on this thing. Like, yeah.
Are you planning your outfit? You going to one day?
Listen, if you best believe, if I was ever invited to the Met Gala and went, oh, your boy going to put – he going to put on something. And it's going to be – it like, they might not know who I am, but they're going to be like, what the hell he got on. Definitely be like, what the hell he got on.
How do you get invited to one of those things?
I don't know. You know what? The first time that I remember or remember anybody talking about, like, athletes going was when Odell Beckham Jr.
Oh,
went.
Yeah, I remember that. Yep.
You know, and when he went, it has become a thing, man, and – I think I saw pictures of Stephon Diggs was there, a couple other football players. And, man, it's become one of those events where you look to see what the outfits people wear. The guy that plays Snowfall, I can't think of his name, Idris. I think his name is Idris something. He had on a fire red suit. Like, he came in with a racing helmet on. And he had on a racing outfit, and they pulled it apart. And he had on this red outfit.
Yeah,
and it was
pictures,
like bell bottoms or something.
They
yeah.
always pop when it happens.
Yeah, you got to wear something crazy. You got to.
And Jalen didn't. Listen, we didn't quite go to the Met Gala last night, but you and I, Hugh, got a chance to be at Phoenixville for the little meet and greet before the BG Live.
Great time, man.
I got to tell you,
to BG,
it was an awesome crowd, both at the Great American Pub for the afternoon show and then obviously everyone going in for BG Live. So great night last night. Not quite Met Gala dressed up, but people had their BG jerseys on, which was appropriate last night. Hugh, but I was thinking after what was a great day on WIP yesterday, right? About just a day to celebrate an all-time Eagle. And Brandon Graham was that. And we celebrated him yesterday and had BG Live last night. But you know, I was thinking about BG because yesterday was kind of the finality of it, right? He retired a little while ago, a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
But yesterday there was like, it's over, right? His career is over. And now
yeah,
they're
getting
on.
Ready for the ring ceremony soon or
That's
something.
That's right.
Yeah.
So the 2025 Eagles are now beginning their process. But the 2024 Eagles, including Brandon Graham, that's over. And now we kind of look forward a little bit. But I kept thinking yesterday, as we had all these great testimonials and interviews about Brandon Graham on the station from our show. I mean, really every show, right? Jeff Lurie and Howie last week, and Doug Peterson and Sirianni and LeSean McCoy with us and his former teammate, all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And Hugh, I just could come back to this. It's going to be really, really hard to replace Brandon Graham. And I know, and someone, you might say this, me or someone might today, well, Joe, the Eagles have a lot of experience replacing some legends, because they've done it a lot recently, right? They replaced Jason Kelce and they went to the Super Bowl. They replaced Fletcher Cox with Jalen Carter. I mean, the Eagles have been good at this, right? They prepare themselves. And from a player standpoint, I will say that Nolan Smith looks like he was drafted with the idea to replace Brandon. And I think, you know, for physically and production wise, he might be able to do that. But Hugh, there's more to just football than just production. I mean, you know this, you played it, it's a team sport. And I think about everything everyone said yesterday at Brandon Graham, the teammate he was, the person he was, the positivity he brought. It's going to be hard to replace him. And I don't think the Eagles have done enough this offseason to make me feel confident that they're ready right now. Eventually, they'll do it. Eventually, everyone moves on. Teams move on. Player. I just mean for right now, 2025, I'm looking at the play. He was still a good player last year and the leader he was and the fact that this is the youngest defense in the NFL. We were looking before the show at just all the names on the roster. Other than Zach Bond, who's 28, nobody's older than 26. I mean, it's a young.
That's pretty dope, though.
It's cool, but it's young. And Brandon Graham brought experience, and he brought leadership. And that, it does, as much as yesterday was awesome, it did. As I left last night, I was like, man, that guy's going to be tough to replace. 215-592-9494. Hugh, have they done enough this offseason to replace BG?
Well, I think when you ask that question, it's a lot, and I'm gonna have to long talk
just
a little bit, because I think
we didn't get any long talking yesterday.
Yeah, we didn't. I think when I think of leadership, I think of the evolution of leadership and how it changes with every Eagles team. Now, you said something that resonated with me, is the fact that this team is younger. Yes, because the old guard is gone. I think it started with Jason Kelce leaving. You know, you still got Lane there. Lane's not as vocal a leader, but he's still considered a leader.
Right.
I think leadership evolves and it changes with every Eagles football team and the guys that leave and the guys that step up. I heard something yesterday where these young Eagles players, when the new guys got drafted, they immediately reached out and they embraced the new guys. That, to me, is a form of leadership. Because a lot of times, I remember when I came to the NFL, when I went to the Jets, Didn't get none of that at all. Nobody called me and said, hey, buddy, welcome to the NFL. And, you know, this is how we do things here. The fact that the guys from Georgia made it their business to call Samael, whatever, how you say the linebacker.
And I
started not to say his name, but I was like, hell, take a crack at it.
Yeah, what's the worst that happens?
But they reached out to him. Mm-hmm. And I know part of that is because it's 8 Georgia Bulldogs on the team.
Yep.
But still, I didn't have none of that. And that was something that resonated with me. I remember when I got drafted, it was just me. The only person from my school, Brandon Hayes, he played for Carolina, but we didn't communicate like that. We would talk every now and then. But to have 7 guys on a Super Bowl winning team that went to the same college that you went to.
It helps.
That is huge. And not only that, you have a connection to those guys. And not only that, you got a bunch of guys that have won and know what this city feels like to win in. And they want to keep that feeling going. So the legacy that BG left is intact. It's going to look different. It's not going to be as pristine as BG was. It just might not be because of some of the guys that are going to be, you know, leaders or called on to be leaders. Mm. And people are going to not look at them the same way. BG's a one-of-a-kind individual, man. Like, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get exactly what he brought to the table as far as leadership is concerned. But you're going to get something similar. And I think that's where we have to evolve and embrace that, because – it's not going to look like it did when BG was out
there. Well, that's true. And you know what? You said the word evolve. And some of these guys here that are very young, they may evolve into, you know, quote unquote, the next BG. Sometimes it takes time, right? What you are at 23 or 24, you're a different person and leader at 25, 26, 27. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. It kind of hit me yesterday as I drove home from the event, which there were so many people out. It was such an awesome night for WIP and for Eagles fans. I mean, for everyone out, was out there in Phoenixville.
Shout out to the bosses for putting that on, man.
It was really cool. I think everyone did an incredible job here. And I mean, not just, forget hosts. I mean, I'm talking about like the behind the scenes.
Yeah,
everyone
everybody
here.
That works here. The sales department, the people that set everything up. Man, I mean, the stuff that they do, the fact that we had like the picture booth with the WIP and we got to take pictures with folks.
We were doing a lot of pictures last night.
Yeah, a little handsy.
Well, people are just excited, Hugh.
Yeah,
it's
but
a big
it's
night.
Like awkward man hugs, it's not comfortable.
Well, you know what?
Try not to be. You know what the worst was? Because our boss, Yad, was standing there, Kyle. And dude wanted to take a picture, right?
With him or you?
No, with me. Mm-hmm. And so then he didn't just hug me, dog. He gripped me underneath my waist in an embrace that made me feel like you should have bought me a drink before you grabbed me. Like,
lather Vaseline
on
me.
And I'm like, hold up, dog. We ain't that friendly. Like, we can take a picture, but you ain't got to get all up under, you know what I mean? You ain't got to all get
he
up in my nooks.
He just is hugging a beloved eagle.
You ain't got to get all up in my nooks and crannies like that,
well,
man.
I didn't do that.
And so, looking like it, I'm like, hey, I just, you know, this, the awkward man hug thing, man, is not. That's not my jam.
Here's what you got to do. When you go to events like this, you just got to know there's going to be 10 awkward man hugs.
No,
check them off one by one, and then you move on.
But you know, it's funny.
You move on.
I think there's a great balance between the two of us because you are when we're out at events, you are so outgoing, and you're a man hugger, and you do all the other stuff. And I'm just kind of like, And I'm like, I need to – I'm trying to be more – on the Joe Giglio pay, but it's
Sometimes you're shy. It's all right.
Shy Douglas.
All right. 215-592-9494. Aside from Shy Douglas, Brandon Graham leadership. Did the Eagles do enough this offseason to replace him? I don't think they did. Especially when I look at, what do they really bring in on the defensive side on terms of veterans? Not just the rookie class. This is a good rookie class, and hopefully they turn out to be really good players. But like Aziz Ojulari and Josh Uche, I don't know the guy's going to make the team.
I like Aziz Ojulari.
Me too.
Like Aziz.
But I don't even Uche, I don't think he's going to make the team. This is a good player still. He produced, he helped, and he's a great leader. Let's hear Nick Sirianni yesterday talking to the afternoon show about what he's going to miss about BG.
I know BG off the field also had to be great for you to coach and have as a player of yours. How much are you going to miss having him out at practice every day to keep things lively and keep things going?
Yeah. I've said this, right? I've said if every company, every business, everybody needs a BG because, man, he just – one of my favorite things to kind of explain to you guys how ready he was every single day is anytime we had pads on, right? Anytime we had pads on, if it was a Wednesday in the season or training camp, he's at that team meeting first thing in the morning with his pads on, his lowers. He had his thigh pads in, he had his pads in, he had his knee pads in, he had his butt pad in. He had it all. I'm like, man, this guy's ready. I love this about him. He is ready to go. Like, don't be around him and not be ready to go. He's going to be ready to go. And, man, and that's just a quick story about that, but, like, he's always, you can't have a bad day around him. Like, he's always smiling. He's always, and on top of that, he's always bringing people up. He has a great sense about him of, hey, this guy's going through a hard time. Hey, this guy's, going through a struggle. He's talked about it, right? I've been through that struggle. Let me help you, and let me tell you what helped me when I went through that. Like, what an example. What an example that he was for the entire building in that aspect.
See, that last thing Sirianni said, that was a great story, especially the pads and the meeting and being ready to go. But, Hugh, that's the moment that I'm going to be looking for next year when I think they're really going to be tested to see if they're ready to move on without him.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a tough moment, right? Every team has him. And no matter how great the Eagles were a great team last year, and they had like three or four tough moments where it felt like this thing's teetering here a little bit. He was the ultimate positive person. I mean, like, he even joked about that with us yesterday, that's just who he was, and he couldn't help but he was positive. There was always someone in that room that was like, it's going to be okay. Publicly, and I'm sure behind the scenes, it's going to be okay. We're going to be okay. I don't know who that is now. I mean, someone's got to step up and be that, because I think teams need that, Hugh, especially in a town like this where when things start sliding a little bit, it gets a little squirrely around here. I get nervous. People like me get nervous. So I think the Eagles benefited from his super positivity in tough times. I don't know who that guy is now.
Well, I hate to be that guy today, but there's never, ever, ever going to be another BG. That's just how it is.
Yep.
Because of the way that the NFL is set up. I think, and this is no way in shape, form, trying to disparage what BG brought to the table. We know how phenomenal he is, but let's be realistic about the situation. He was Howie's first draft pick, right? Howie gave him multiple chances to prove it. In the NFL, Joe, you don't get those. It's a league that moves on quickly from players that they don't deem worthy or capable of fulfilling anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you go back, because I was listening to all the stories that were being told about BG yesterday. You know, there was some, I honestly believe for him to get to this point, there had to be some divine intervention. Had to be. No question about it. And that's, I think that's a testament to his faith and the belief that Howie had in him. Howie, that was his first draft pick, so Howie's tethered to him. And it's one of those things, because I got to thinking about this yesterday. Howie was in the closet, and he was relegated to being like just a figurehead. He didn't have any real power. Chip took that, right?
All football power is gone, yeah.
And so, you know, you have that, and you have the perfect storm of Chip trying to trade away everybody. And think about that. You traded away DeSean Jackson and LeSean McCoy, two of your better players, like two of your stalwart players, two of your Pro Bowl players.
And I know he wasn't as good then. And Nick Foles.
Yes.
Who was a better quarterback than the one they brought back.
And at the point where Chip tried to get rid of Brandon, that's when Jeffrey Lurie intervened. He said, you know what? This is enough. This is enough. And for whatever reason, Brandon was here and was able to thrive in this situation. So I think about that, man. And I'm like, man, you know, his faith. I think his faith had a lot to do with the reason why he is who he is. And that's what makes him a one-off. Like, seriously, that's what makes Brandon a one-off, is because of that. Because I'm pretty sure when he was talking to his wife and his family members, he talked about that and how close it was for him to probably not be here and us not have the Super Bowl moment that we have.
And if he was in a different team, maybe he never gets that. Yeah.
So that brand of leadership and that testimonial that he has, only way you keep that kind of leadership around is if you put him upstairs and have guys that are on the team talk about his stories, like echo his accomplishments and his achievements over the years.
Yeah, man, maybe
ain't nobody gonna be in a position to do that.
Well, maybe I'm fighting upstream then, because when I say I don't think they did enough, then maybe there was no way to replace him in a sense.
It's not.
215-592-9494. Did the Eagles do enough to replace Brandon Graham this offseason? Kyle, where do you come down? As yesterday was an awesome day for BG.
Yeah, I'm not as worried about it as you are, Joe. Like, this isn't a knock on Brandon Graham, or at least in terms of his play. He missed a huge chunk of the season last year on the defensive line. And you know what happened? The defensive line got better and better as the season went on. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that Vic Fangio's there. They're under the tutelage of Vic Fangio. And I really just think they're a tight-knit group on defense. So it might not necessarily just be one guy that's stepping up and becoming like the big overall leader of the defense. But I think them as a group, I think they're a tight enough unit to where this thing isn't really going to kill them next year. So, I mean, like, they are all those Georgia guys. Jeffrey Lurie had talked about it yesterday, and we talk about it all the time. Like, the Eagles have intentionally built a culture on this team. Like, it's high-character guys. And Hugh said it, you said it. Brandon Graham is a one-of-a-kind guy. So you're not just going to one-for-one replace a Brandon Graham. You're not going to draft a guy who is the next Brandon Graham in this draft. But I think like a sum of all the parts will be good enough so that the Eagles are going to be able to get by next season without having a Brandon Graham on the team.
Well, I hope you're right. And the sum of the parts could be it, especially with the culture and the Georgia guys. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. Did the Eagles do enough this offseason to replace Brandon Graham? I mean, he is someone, and I agree with Hugh and Kyle both on this, that it's you can't replace just a one for one, right? He's a very unique player. He was a unique player, and he's a unique person. That's hard to do. Just feels like they're so young on defense.
So
they are.
I mean, so they really. This is not even a debatable thing. Like, this is one of the youngest Eagles defense I've ever seen.
Yeah, and I guess a situation I'll compare it to that you compared it to, when Jason Kelce left, we're all like, uh-oh, like, who's going to step up, be the next Jason Kelce? Sometimes when somebody in that position leaves, it does create a hole, but it also creates room for somebody to step up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Jordan Mailata, I think, has stepped into that role that he might not have been able to previously because Jason Kelce was there.
And maybe it's someone we're not even talking about, because, you know, I don't know if I would have guessed my lot a year ago, but now look how vocal he is. I mean,
yeah.
he does come across.
Like, it's an opportunity now, I think.
Yes. Well, that's true. And hopefully someone grabs it. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Happy Tuesday, man.
Happy Tuesday. There's nothing for Tuesday, like a hump day. It's just Tuesday.
Well, I
Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to let you know what day it is. So
oh, thank you. He didn't know, yeah.
He does struggle with that.
Yeah, he really does. Did you know it was Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because yesterday was Monday.
May 6th is today.
Well, you know, I always know Tuesday because Tuesday
Tuesday usually follows Monday.
Well, Tuesday is the reset for my video game, Destiny. That's when you do the reset. I haven't played in a while, but that's the reset.
What does that mean, a reset?
Well, that means that, like, all the loot that you get, they reset the loot pool. For the week.
Do you lose your loot?
Well, no. It's like you get pinnacle gear on the reset for the week.
I don't give a shit.
And then you get another reset for pinnacle gear.
I'm sorry for asking.
I know you did. I know.
It's my fault. Go ahead, Chris.
And Kyle is like third irritated.
Yeah. All right. Like, so we're starting off on a great.
Yes.
Great
and this is all
here.
My fault, actually. Go ahead. You're up. You talk.
So first of all, we started the show with multiple personality disorder. Douglas, you know, the many faces of Hugh, starts soliciting for Met Gala tickets, you know, because he's like, trying to put it out there.
That's but, really like, what that was. I mean, Hugh's just trying to get there next year.
Yeah, we see right through this. Let's lock in here because Kyle's going to get mad. Guys, I think we're going to be fine without BG. Hugh is right, you know, that, you know, losing him is there's a lot of leadership that's going to be there, but there'll be another BG, just like when Dawkins left, there was another leader that came on, and you guys mentioned this already. There's always a leader that will backfill the vacuum that's left behind. Now, I do find it very interesting that Hugh does think that they're going to be putting BG upstairs. I think they're going to do that too. They're going to carve out a spot and they're going to find a special place for him. But Hugh, doesn't that say defense matters if you got to keep...
Well, I know. I think leadership, that says leadership matters.
But a leader from the
defense
side.
Well, I mean,
side.
I think...
Not an offensive player to have a special spot for.
See, I think this is the thing that we're missing, Chris. Like, BG's career is an anomaly. Like, seriously, when you look at... Like, just take away the name, Brandon Graham, and what he means to the Philadelphia Eagles. I was looking at Brandon's numbers, man. From his first year and his first 5 years, 3 sacks, no sacks, 5.5 sacks, 3 sacks.
So like 11 or 12 his first 4 years in total?
Man, and like normally in a situation like that when you're a pass rusher, and again, no disrespect to BG, you're looking for a job as a first-round draft pick. This is a testament to how special BG is and how much he meant to this organization. Because you look at Mike Mamula. Look at Mike Mamula numbers. Mike Mamula got 31 sacks in like 6 years. And he was out of the league. You see what I'm saying? So that's what makes Brandon's story so fascinating, is that because when you talk about the position that he played and the production, like, he's had a phenomenal career. Let me say that first. But when you talk about the production.
Well, it was very slow
on
starting.
On a year-to-year basis, it wasn't that high.
Well, wait, I mean, he had what, one or two double-digit sack seasons of his career?
Yeah, he had one double-digit sack
that
season.
That was 2022? Yeah, I mean, yeah, for the most part, what did he average, you think? Seven?
Five, six sacks a year.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Hugh.
Go ahead.
Hugh, Hugh, with all due respect, what I heard was a lot of long talking, and you saying that defense matters, and that's why they
okay, well, if that's what – we can go there.
Yeah, we have a filter. We just take things you say and spin it a different way.
I'm just telling you what I heard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Now, guys, here's who I do, and you guys touch on this. Here's who I see as backfilling in and becoming the next guy. It's Jalen Carter. This guy – has taken tremendous steps year by year in bettering himself and getting himself aligned to where he's at. He's already risen to the top. He's the best player on that defense.
Well, that's
hands
true,
down.
Yeah.
Now he's got the pedigree too. He's got the ring. He's got the experience. And I'm looking at him taking the next step that not only is he going to better himself, but he's going to better his own leadership ability and who I see him as being, the personality that he's got, because he's a little spicy, let's put it kindly, but I see him as a Warren Sapp type.
Well, he's got that ability. Yeah, I mean, look, Chris, there's a shot here, Chris, and we appreciate the phone call, that Carter is the best defensive player in the sport in a couple years. I mean, he has that ceiling. Now, leadership's a little different. You don't have to be the best player to be a leader. I think Nolan Smith's got a lot of characteristics too. We'll see. Did they do enough this offseason? 215-592-9494. Did they do enough to replace Brandon Graham with everything, the play and the other stuff? Also, when we come back, we heard a cool Brandon Graham story from Howie Roseman recently. A bit of a different version from that story from the Brandon Graham Hour with us yesterday. We'll play that next. Your phone calls. And we got a prize to give away today, which means Hughes Clues will set you up. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Welcome back. Midday Show, Hugh Douglas.
This is one of my favorite songs, man.
It is a good song. Are you trying to get some cultural clout right now?
Get some cultural clout.
I was reading about how you get invited to the Met Gala. Now, one way is a sizable donation. I avoided that one. I didn't think you were going to do that.
Yeah, you're breaking bread.
No, you too well for that. So the other ways to get there are timely achievements or cultural clout.
You know what's funny? That makes sense because that year Odell Beckham caught that
he
touchdown.
He was famous all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they lost.
Well, they did lose that game.
That was crazy.
Yeah. But he had some cultural clout at that point. Now, the question is, do you have any cultural clout?
Well,
I think you do.
What were you about to say?
Well, Well, you did once famously state that defense is a luxury, according to Google AI.
Yeah.
That's cultural clout. That's state something.
I mean, that's true. I call it poisoning the minds of football fans, but you can say
that's cultural clout in itself.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, okay. But now, who do I go present
Well, I haven't gone any further in my research.
Yeah, I need to figure that out. Because okay. I'm going to try to get on the list for next year. All then right. I got to find a designer to make my outfit.
Okay, Kyle, put up a poll. Does Hugh Douglas have cultural clout? We'll go from here.
Does Hugh Douglas have enough cultural clout to get invited to the Met Gala?
Okay,
because that's really the benchmark.
Yeah, we'll send the results to the Met Gala people, and we'll see if we can get you there next year. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll keep that on the side of things. But for now, the Eagles and Brandon Graham, what a great day yesterday was on WIP and BG Live last night. Have the Eagles done enough to replace Brandon Graham? I don't think they have. It's a very young defense, and I'm sure a leader or two will emerge. But it hit me yesterday that they're not just going to miss the player, who still was productive, but really the person, and it's a very young defense. Hugh and Kyle think they've done enough, and there's enough infrastructure to replace them. Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. Before we go back to the phone lines and tell you about our prize today, we do have to play this for you, because I thought it was interesting. Hugh, we had BG in here yesterday, and I brought up the story to him about Howie Roseman and their meeting in Miami early in both of their careers. Let's listen to both of their stories, because I thought it was interesting how Brandon framed it versus Howie. Here's Howie first with the afternoon show last week on that moment they had in Miami where they both were kind of on a rough terrain here in Philadelphia.
And in 2011, as he came back, you know, there was a game that we played in Miami. And I want to say at the time we were 4-8 and he was inactive. And, you know, him and I had a conversation in Miami, which was basically like, you know, if you're going down, I'm going down too. You know, and you and I are going to be in it together, because if you're not going to be successful, I'm not going to be successful. There's no way I'm going to be able to make it in Philadelphia without you being successful. And we shared a moment, you know, and I guess that would be my story. And I'll never forget being in Miami, me and him eye to eye, and in typical BG fashion, he looked at me with a big smile and said, "I got you." You know, I'm not sure I believed it at the moment. I mean, I was hopeful. But he did.
So Howie framed it as kind of like they had a...
He made it more palatable.
Yeah, he kind of...
For the people.
The way I heard it from Howie was almost more like, I put my arm around you. Like,
how you interpreted that?
I interpreted Howie before I heard Brandon. Like, when I just heard Howie last week, it was more like a, hey, we're in this together thing.
Mm-hmm.
You succeed, I succeed. You fail, I fail. When we heard Brandon, so let's hear Brandon. Brandon, same story. Obviously, it happened, clearly, because they both remembered it. But Brandon's recollection, he obviously felt a little different when he told us yesterday. What's it been like, you and him together in this ride? Because you've both been here, and you both had some special, special moments together, and some lower ones, right, in the beginning of both years. What's it been like doing this with Howie, kind of on that same career track as him?
You had to be vulnerable in those moments, because, I mean, with me, I used to get guys, man, don't trust the ownership, don't trust this, don't trust, because they are for themselves, and I understand. It's like I had to learn the business side, and it's like it's nothing personal. It's just they work for the organization. They're going to do what's best for the organization. So I got to make sure I handle my business accordingly. So sometimes it's the back and forth that you're going to have, even off the field, even when it's not your agent talking to him. It's sometimes you get cornered and he want to talk to you and be like, hey, man, let's get this thing done. Let's do this. And it's like, man, you got to have that, you got to be vulnerable in this. And so I let Howie in. Me and Howie definitely has grown, because at that time in Miami, I was so mad because he deactivated me. But it was like, you know what? All right. He pulled me outside. I remember he pulled me outside the locker room, and he was just like, look, you need to get your act together. Come on, man. Like, we ain't waste our first round pick on you for no reason. We believe in you. Like you say, we go in this together. You're my first pick, and I want nothing but the best for you. But you got to make sure you're putting in the work a little more and make sure you're taking this more serious. And I understood what he was saying, because it was more to that than what, you know, he said. But it's more, it was something that I needed at the time. And it was a good experience to overcome that, because now when we talk about it, it's just like, wow, man, remember that? That could have been that was a crossroad in my career where I could have folded, and I didn't. And I just, you know, handled it the right way I was supposed to. And, man, Howie, for sure, we got a better relationship than what we had when we started.
What'd you make of the two stories? Same moment, but obviously Brandon remember more like heavy-handed from Howie. And Howie, the way I heard it, was more like, hey, I put my arm around him. We got this together.
Like, that's why, you know, riding home last night, you know how I overthink things a lot.
Long
and I thought about that, long thinking. And I thought about that moment. And basically, they're telling the same story, but Howie's telling it more in a positive way because they've gotten past that point. Because I was thinking about that last night, Joe. And you have to go back to the moment that Howie was in. Nobody in the organization outside of Jeffrey Lurie believed in Howie.
He didn't accomplish anything. Yeah,
he got relegated to the closet. Like, I know I wasn't here during that time, but I would hear about it. And Howie, that was one of Howie's picks. I would venture to say that there was a lot of talk about BG's production because, you know, he was benched or what he wasn't doing. And that's probably one of the things that they kept highlighting about how, well, you picked him. He was your guy. You were high on him or whatever. I don't know how the conversation went, but it sounds like that's what it was. It was one of those. So I commend Howie for this. Howie went to the player and said, listen here, sir, with some more colorful language that I can't use on the air, and said, me and you are in this together. If you don't get your stuff together, you're going to get us both out of here. So I need you to step your game up. That's why, man, listen, with all due respect to Brandon, he is a unicorn because you don't get that kind of cachet and that have that type of relationship with management. He's right. I was always told management does not have your best interests in mind. And, you know, when I was here, it was a tough time. You know, we heard Brian talk about it yesterday, how it was for him. And that's why I asked him, because Brian never wanted to leave Philadelphia. Brian wanted to be here his whole career. I don't think, when you think back on that moment, I don't think Jeffrey wanted him to leave either. But Joe Banner was the bad guy. He was the bad guy when it came to me leaving, Bobby leaving, Trot leaving, and all these guys. And when you look back on that moment and that time in history, it was the right move to make. Yeah. Because outside of Troy and Dalt, everybody else, the game kind of fell off.
Yeah, if you have to take hardline stances on older players, most of the time you will be right as a team. Yeah. Now, once in a while, you'll be wrong, and it becomes Brian Dawkins.
Yeah, but for the most part, I think that the reason why Brandon is who he is and how he's beloved because Howie believed in him. And that's something to be – Howie has a relationship with these guys on this team, man. That's like nothing I've ever seen. It's just kind of envious because when you see it and you see him interact with these are his guys. And it feels to me like Howie's not afraid to have the hard conversation. Hey, man, we're moving on. Like, it feels like that's what Howie does. Like, he's man enough to be in your face when times are good. And he also is man enough to talk to you like a man when it's bad. And that's something that, you know, Joe never did. Joe never did that. He was always, you know, this was the part that was really rough for a lot of players here when I was here. We preached family. And you talked about being a close-knit group and all this stuff. But when it came to business, it just felt cold. It felt super cold.
I think it's a hard line for executives to walk.
Yeah.
I think Howie's might be an outlier even among the newer wave.
I think he is an outlier. And I don't have that relationship with Howie because, obviously, he wasn't in the position that he was in when I played.
Right,
but
right.
I feel like the guys that he has, they have that relationship with him.
Well, and obviously the two of them, they did a lot of great things here together. 215-592-9494. Have the Eagles done enough this offseason to replace what they're now going to miss from Brandon Graham, both on the field and off the field? 215-592-9494 this hour on 94WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Treat your car to 94 only at Sunoco. Aaron is in San Diego as I check in on the poll to see if Hugh has enough clout to get to the Met Gala.
Not going well.
What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning, Aaron. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
So I got another scenario, the 100 men versus the silverback gorilla.
Uh-oh.
So here's the scenario. It's a steel cage match. We got Andre the Giant in his prime against 15 Joe, I'm about to lose my mind, Giglio. Who wins?
I mean, that's an easy one.
You talking about in his prime before his back start hurting, yeah, and we dig him up?
15 Giglios?
15.
And we need,
Aaron, I'm dead. All of me are dead. I mean, that's clearly Andre the Giant. 15. It's not enough.
come on, Joe. You got to have a little bit of confidence in yourself.
I don't. None.
No, you don't.
Zero. Yeah, you know, you have to be real. You have to have realistic aspirations. I can't.
Confidence gets people killed.
That's
Aaron.
True. You got to know thyself. That's
you.
You said confidence gets people killed.
It does.
That's a hell of a word. Yes.
You.
He wants your take. 15 knees, Andre goodness. The Giant.
Oh, you're asking me
yeah,
if
that's,
I...
that's it. That's what he's doing.
Let's get this over with.
Andre Giant, big as hell,
Joe. Of course he's big as hell.
That's your ass, Joe. It's a wrap.
Yeah, it's over. Aaron, that's an easy one. That's a slam dunk. All right, Aaron, what do you got for us? Did the Eagles do enough to replace BG?
Can you do me a favor? Can you just reach over and smack Joe on the back of his noggin, please?
That's not HR. You can't do that.
No, we follow HR rules around here, except when we curse on the air. Yeah. Besides that.
Joe, I'm sorry, but this is a little bit insulting to the Brandon Graham legacy. I'm sorry.
What do you mean?
Well, you don't replace a Brandon Graham. You don't replace a Brian Dawkins. You don't replace a Reggie White. I think the better question is which one of these future Eagles is gonna develop a relationship with the city and become that next Jason Kelce or Brandon Graham type, where they have that unique connection with the city and with the Philadelphia
so
Eagles.
While I agree with your overall point, you can't just replace them one for one. Both Hugh and Kyle and our first caller, and I'm going to guess 80% of callers today, will say the Eagles have done enough. So while you say it's impossible, most people think it's been done already.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Well, I think the two questions, I think there's two questions there. In terms of what he offers on the field, I think they've done enough. I think they've added some nice depth and some potential to become.
Like who? Josh Uche? I like the draft picks too, but the veterans they brought in, I mean, these guys might be cut in camp. I don't know.
Kamada Tans.
They might be tomato. What is it?
Kamada.
I can't do it.
And the ambiguity.
No, trying to talk like you sometimes.
What, Aaron? Let me help you and Joe out real quick. There's never going to be, not for a while, in my opinion, my humble opinion, the likes of a Jason Kelce or Brandon Graham that plays for the Eagles to come through here like that in a long time. It's not going to happen because they have something that most guys don't have. And what I mean by that is this. They had it tough here early on, and they learned how to embrace it and become better players for it or better people for it. I'm gonna be honest with you. Mm-hmm. And I'm gonna go ahead and take the gloves off and just be totally honest with you.
Gloves off.
Most athletes here in Philadelphia tolerate the fans because of the way that they treat them. And we've heard that on more than one occasion. CJGJ gave you a perfect example of that. And when he talked about it, I think that Nolan Smith is another guy that's like that. Because from their perspective, the fans will turn on them in a minute, you know, and that's the way they feel. So that endearing quality that these two guys had, y'all ain't going to see that for a while.
Yeah, they became part of the community.
Yes. I mean,
they almost – you forgot at times when you were around them, they were players.
And let me tell you, like, Jalen's not even – like, Jalen tolerates it. But when Jalen,
when you said the word tolerate, I thought of Jalen.
Yeah,
I think Jalen
tolerates.
Yeah, sure. And we appreciate the phone call. I think you're right on that. And I I don't need any of these players to become the next BG from a media. Like that's not what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's not going to be.
I agree with this. I do think Kyle's point on my lot is trending that way.
Yeah,
he seems to enjoy it. He's good on the mic. He's good. He's got
but
an
he's
affable personality.
He's never going to be like he's.
He's the next.
He's probably the closest thing to
voice.
It.
And that's great. I mean, every team needs a voice. I just mean all of it. Like when I add it all together with Brandon Graham, he still was good. Kyle's point is fair. They succeeded without him. Jelks Hunt took a leap. Nolan took a leap down the stretch. But I can't forget the first 11 weeks of the season. He was their best edge rusher. Like he still was good. Like Brandon Graham still helped them.
He balled out, man. He balled out.
So we're losing a good player. And this unique leader that I don't know how you replace. I just feel like they didn't do quite enough to replace him. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey,
what's
Jeff. What's
on,
up?
Man?
Joe, the way you're talking, it's as if there is a way to replace him with one guy. And I don't think that's even possible. I mean, the dude's an anomaly, like you said. You're not going to find a guy that's going to – first of all, he didn't become this person until 6-7 years into his career.
Mm-hmm.
So – I just don't think it's possible for them to replace what he gave them with one guy. Now, I will say this. I kind of agree with you guys. Mailata, to me, is the guy that would fill too many young guys on defense. Like, it's going to take 3 or 4 years for any of those guys to be close to what BG was as far as a leader. But I do think the kid they drafted, number one, his style of play is going to fill that playing void on the field.
It could, especially if they develop him as an edge quickly. I guess, Jeff, I understand your point and good phone call. I guess for me, if they had acquired a veteran this offseason, at least I would say the check's that box. They got a vet in here. Or if they had signed or drafted a no-doubt edge rusher, right, to fill the void of the play, I would feel better. They didn't do either of those things. Right now, Jahad Campbell, they think they're going to develop into an edge rusher, and maybe he becomes the next Micah Parsons. I mean, that could happen a year or two from now.
The leader is Jalen Carter.
But I don't look at him as a leader. I look at you, a great player.
You don't look at him as a leader, but they do. Like, this is the evolution that I'm talking about, Joe. And here's the thing, because the caller that called earlier, I wanted to say it, but, you know, Aaron, I think it was Aaron said it or whatever, and I got sidetracked a little bit. But here's the thing. He's not going to be universally looked at the way that BG was, because there's going to be a lot of people that are going to look at him and, you know, they're going to vilify him for his past.
Well, for me, it's he also has a little bit of an immaturity to his game. I remember last year they had to calm him down. Like, that's not – that's no one questions his talent and his play.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I can't have my leader slapping a player across the face in the middle of the game.
But here's the thing, Joe, and I think this is the thing that you have to realize about leadership. He's more relatable to the players that you have on the team now than BG ever was. BG is a dinosaur. BG's the guy.
What does
guy.
That make you?
That doesn't really
No, that
make
makes me a fossil. That makes me. No, but what I'm saying is this, and I think Kyle is following me because it's the era that you grew up in. Like, Jalen Carter is more, he's more flashy, he's more flamboyant, he's more out there. That's relatable to the young players that are coming in now.
Mm.
Look at the draft. Look at how they dress. Look at some of the things that they do. It's BG and Jason Kelce's leadership was antiquated. And what I mean by that is this. You heard Jalen when he was talking about how it's time for me to take over. It's time for me to lead. Jalen's not like that. I think, and that's what I think of when I think of leadership. You have so many different types of leaders on your team. Jalen's more of the quiet, subdued type leader.
Yep.
And that's more relatable to the offensive side of the ball. Jalen Carter is loud, boisterous. He taking money with the cash. He got the chains on. Most of them cats on the team look at him as the leader.
Well, I hope he is. Well, I hope he's exactly what you say and it works. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further, Hugh, we have a prize to give away today. $100. It says 94 on my paper. We don't do that. $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane, now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. All right, let's play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Everybody's looking for Hugh's Clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's Clues. It's Hugh's Clues and you.
Oh, these clues are like the best clues on the planet.
Here we go.
I can't help it if y'all don't, you know, pick up what I'm putting down.
Mm-hmm.
But you ready for the first clue, Joe?
We're always ready.
This individual was a teammate of Brandon Graham's.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
He played for 15 years.
Yeah, he did.
What's 53 times 15? Like, hey, close to 800?
Think about it. You can figure it out.
Figure it out. You're narrowing it down to like over 700 teammates. Even if you repeat the same
700
ones.
700 is kind of high.
Okay, but even if you repeat the same ones.
Maybe 200.
No. In 15 years?
Yeah.
Maybe 300. I'm guessing it's closer to 400 different people
maybe,
came in.
Okay, maybe math is not my thing, but 400
so
maybe.
Take a
like
guess.
That.
He's got 400
plus teammates.
He got 400
teammates.
It might be closer to 500. Who knows the actual math? 215-592.
Somebody in the car just called me a mean and hurtful name right
now. It really narrowed it down for everybody. All right. First clue today, $100 gift card on the line to Sunoco here. This person was a teammate of Brandon Graham's. All right, there's your first clue. I mean, I kid with you about narrowing it down, but when you play 15 years, you do have a lot of teammates. Now,
have a lot.
There was probably, 10 or so that lasted a long time, so they checked the box every single year, but there are a lot that just kind of passed through or maybe played here for a little bit. All right, so that's your first clue. Teammate of Brandon Graham's. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to do today on the show, including, I'm excited to get to this coming up in a few minutes here. So Nick Sirianni joined the afternoon show yesterday, and he talked about his favorite Brandon Graham play. I mean, we know the favorite Brandon Graham moment in Philadelphia, which of course was the strip sack in the Super Bowl. But obviously, Nick wasn't here for that. I when Nick started going through this, and we'll play it for you coming up. When I heard him on the afternoon show yesterday, I was like, "What?" I was trying to remember the exact play, and then I went and watched it again. I was like, "Oh yeah, that I could see why Sirianni loved that one." So we'll get to that coming up. We'll get to you people later on. A couple things last night that did not make us feel great here. We'll give you our reaction on that around the sports world. 215-592-9494. And a little bit that we found out this weekend, a little behind the scenes of the NFL draft. What happened with the Philadelphia Eagles and Howie Roseman as they went through their process. All right, all your phone calls on Brandon Graham. Did the Eagles do enough to replace Brandon Graham's leadership and play in everything? and your guesses at a teammate of Brandon Graham at Hughes First Clue today. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.